If I could start with you, what does this ruling from the UN Commission change in terms of the future of the Falkland Island people?
It changes nothing, as far as I'm concerned. The Falkland Islands are British. The Falkland Islanders want to remain British, and they will remain so. You're right in saying that it's all over. It has been settled, as far as we're concerned, and the Falkland Islands remain British as long as the people who live there want to remain British.
Well, you say that, but the Argentinians have not let this go, even since a couple of changes of president. We still see these claims being made on a regular basis, and the people of the Falklands are increasingly concerned that not only do these claims continue to be made, that actually there isn't the wherewithal in the British military anymore to protect the Falkland Islanders in the way that we did in 1982.
There's a considerable investment in the Falkland Islands. We have large contingents of planes and troops there, and we've made it perfectly clear that it's going to remain British.
The trouble is,
that's the same. It doesn't matter which party's in power. That's the settled view.
You say it doesn't matter which party's in charge, because look, you speak on this issue. It comes certainly under your remit as a Shadow Defence Secretary. But your party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, only in January called for a Northern Ireland style power sharing deal with Argentina over the Falklands. So what is official Labour Party policy on this?
Official Labour Party policy is what I've said.
Well, why does your party leader not agree with your own party policy?
I don't know if there's been any confusion about this, but I'm clearing it up, Julie.
But there hasn't been any confusion. You know perfectly well what he said.
Our policy is clear. The Falkland Islanders remain British so long as the British people living there want to remain British. That's that.
Was Jeremy Corbyn wrong when he said there should be a power-sharing deal?
I don't have any problems with us talking to the Argentinians, but in the end, it's going to be a decision that will be made by the people of the Falkland Islands.
What would we talk to the Argentinians about, though?
I don't know. Flights, access.
There certainly has been an issue where they've actually effectively got a trade embargo and a flight embargo.
Yeah, so, you know, I can see there might be some point in doing that.
Are there any concessions that could be offered to the Argentinians, in your view?
No.
It's the end of the matter. Have you had this conversation with Jeremy Corbyn?
Yeah.
And have you told him you believe he's wrong?
We've had general conversations about foreign policy, and I've spoken to him about the Falkland Islands, and I've told him my clear and unequivocal view.
And did you tell him he was wrong? Did you tell him he was wrong?
How long have you been called the Teflon Lady? This is new.
This is a new thing. I think you should have this title, Emily. It's a very simple question. In your general conversations with the Labour Party leader, who has called only in January for a Northern Ireland-style power-sharing deal with Argentina, did you tell him that categorically, this is my view and you, Jeremy, are wrong?
We had a discussion about Labour Party policy, and I told him what my view is and I told him what Labour Party policy was.
And did he say, I agree with you, Emily?
It hasn't come up since.
Did he say he agreed with you and accepted that was Labour Party policy?
It has not come up since, Julie. So how long is it that you've been called the Teflon Lady?
Emily, do you not think that the population of the Falkland Islands might be pretty... And we're going to be speaking to the chair of their assembly in a few minutes. Do you not think they have a right to be concerned that there is a possibility that one of the major parties in Britain, the leader of that party, actually considers it a possibility on whatever basis that their sovereignty as a British overseas territory could be under threat and some power over them could be handed over to the Argentinians in the wake of what happened in 1982, despite the fact that in only 3 years ago, they voted by 99.8% to remain British?
There is no possibility of sovereignty being handed over to anyone else. The people on the Falkland Islands wish to remain British and we will protect them.
Emily, do stay on the line because I'm sure Chris Parry, our Rear Admiral and Falklands veteran himself, who fought in that conflict in 1982, would like to have a say. Chris, are you reassured by what Emily's had to say?
No, I think I'll be reassured when a firm commitment to the defence of the Falkland Islands and its 200-mile economic zone appears in Labour's new defence review. Then I'll be satisfied. I'm afraid what I'm hearing at the moment is a lot of equivocation on most defence issues in relation to what Labour thinks and what it says. But I am glad that Ms Thornbury is actually saying that the Falkland Islands need to remain British as long as people want to remain British. But until I see it in print, I'm afraid I don't believe it.
Emily, would you like to respond?
No, not really. I mean, I'm telling you.
Wait, hold on a minute, Emily. This is a veteran. Chris Parry is a military veteran. He's a former Rear Admiral. He was with people who gave their lives to keep the Falkland Islands safe and keep them a British overseas territory at the request of the Falklands people. And he's saying that he doesn't feel that he reassured that the Labour Party would protect the people of the Falklands. That's worth a response, surely?
Well, I've made it perfectly clear. I don't think I can make it any clearer than I have.
Well, it isn't very clear to me, I'm afraid. It sounds like a lot of doublespeak to me.
It's not doublespeak. Okay, so
well,
in what way is
it doesn't
speak
make
to
it
say?
Not doublespeak.
Okay, so let me just say this again, and then you tell me in which way this is doublespeak.
Well, when it appears in your defence review that you are
remain
completely
British
committed.
Until they have decided that they do not wish to remain British, whilst they are perfectly clear that they wish to remain British, we will protect them. We are committed to doing that, and whichever party is in power, that is the situation.
And it will appear as a firm commitment in your defence review when you publish it.
I haven't written the defence review yet.
No, you see, you're equivocating now, just like the lawyer you are.
Do you know what? I just said to you, well, the thing is for me to tell the truth, I haven't written the defence review yet.
You don't know, do you, whether you're going to defend the Falklands or not?
I certainly do.
I don't think you do, because you're not making a commitment to do so.
I have made a commitment to do so.
Well,
I have said
it will appear in your defence review that Labour will commit to defending the Falklands and its economic zone from Argentinian aggression.
I will write the report, which is about 21st century threats and how we best meet them.
You're equivocating again. You're not actually making a firm commitment.
The thing is that
you've been to the Falklands.
No, I haven't been to the Falklands.
Have you met anybody from the Falklands?
Yes, I have.
Who?
Oh, let's not go into that. Chris, can you hold on the line a minute, Chris? Emily, the thing is, if you're writing this new defence review, I understand you've not written it yet, understandable,
well, thank
you. But you must understand that you know, there'll be obviously some firm commitments that one can make. If you are so unequivocal, as you claim to be, about the future of the Falklands, why can you not guarantee 100% that that will be in the new defence review, as Chris Parry has requested?
Because I have not committed to anything being in the defence review yet, because I have essentially been saying that I am looking at everything. If I start coming onto your show, the Teflon Ladies show, and as a result come out having committed myself to doing this, and then I go onto another show and I commit myself to doing something else, I write the report and it will be out when it's ready. I'm writing an interim report which will be coming out at the end of May. The longer, more detailed report will come out when it's ready. And I will write it. But I cannot have been any clearer than I have been this afternoon about what my view is and what the Labour Party's view is about the future of the Falklands.
But
and if that's not taken in good faith, it's not taken in good faith. But what can I do?
The question, well, what can you do? The question is that the party policy for the Labour Party?
Yes,
because your leader feels very differently. And you've been quite clear in not saying that he agrees with your policy. It's a very simple yes, no. Did Jeremy Corbyn accept that actually the Falkland Islands could remain completely British?
We're going round in circles. Julie, it is Labour Party policy. It is my view. I have been perfectly clear about it. There is no doubt about what my views are. I think if you were to ask Hilary Benn, he's the Shadow Foreign Secretary, he is equally completely clear. If there has been some confusion about what Jeremy has said, it can be clarified by looking at what Labour Party policy is.
Okay,
Emily. Labour Party policy is that the future of the Falkland Islands is secure, no matter which government is in power.
Emily Thornberry, Shadow Defence Secretary, thank you very much indeed for joining us and your plain speaking. Chris Parry, let's get you back on the line. You are pretty unimpressed with what Emily's had to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what I expect her to say. She's in a very difficult position, I'm afraid. She can't say what she's going to put in her defence review because nobody's told her what to put in it yet. That's part of the problem. I don't believe that they're going into it with an open mind. The fact that we can't actually get her to commit on something that is absolutely fundamental. It's like saying we won't have the defence of the UK in it until I finish my review. Well, actually, that's a given, isn't it? And so should any of our dependent and overseas territories as well. And as a military man, I'm afraid that's the sort of equivocation and fudge that actually gets us into difficulties when it comes to applying deterrence against Argentina.
Well, that's one of the issues, isn't it, in the lead-up to the Argentinian invasion of the Falklands, was that the view that actually there had been an impression given to the Argentinians that we weren't that bothered about the Falklands. And actually, the statement, the clear, absolutely unequivocal statement that, you know, we will do whatever is necessary to defend the Falklands should be the, you know, sends out a message, don't even try it on.
That's absolutely right, and that's the sort of guarantee we give to our NATO allies as well. We certainly should give it to our dependent territories, but the issue around the Falklands, of course, is the UN ruling is only an advisory issue, and it also doesn't apply to areas where there are disputes.